Good Friday, we ponder the mysteries of our Lord's passion and death. And we think about the pain, interior as well as exterior, you know, that our Lord endured. You know, it'd have been one thing, you know, to be scourged and crucified, but even before that, think of the fact that in the garden, Jesus saw all the sins of mankind from the beginning till the end of time, from the murder of Abel to the slaughter of countless unborn in our own day through the through abortion and contraception. You know, his suffering was so intense that he sweated blood. The fact also that you know, he's betrayed by one of his closest friends, betrayed with a kiss, the closest sign of friendship we know. Think of what a betrayal like that would feel like in our own lives. You know, when we put all these things into context and think about it, it helps us to understand the depth of our Lord's agony, what he was feeling. You know, it wasn't just the betrayal of Judas, but all of our sins and betrayals as well. You know, we are the ones today who claim to be his close followers. You know, and how many times have we betrayed him? You know, in our words, in our actions, in our attitudes, and, you know, even in our thoughts. We need to acknowledge that our Lord's agony in the garden was partly due to us. We need to remember that his scourging, crowning with thorns, carrying of the cross, a crucifixion and death were all for us, you know, collectively, but also individually. You know, let us keep in mind today and always, not only that our Lord did this for everyone, you know, yes, even the people that we give a hard time or rashly judge or don't care for, but he also did it for each one of us individually. Even, you know, if you were the only person in the entire world, he still would have done it just for you. You know, if we can think about this in this way, we can see the betrayal as our own. We can see that his sufferings were caused by us. You know, we can live our lives in a much deeper and profound way. You know, sure, it's a whole lot easier, you know, in our humanness to put it out at arm's length and say, the Jews did this, and Pontius Pilate did that. But if we keep in mind that it was I who did this to him, and that he did this for me, it's going to make it a lot easier not to point fingers at other people. You know, in the midst of this meditation, we may be tempted to despair. But, of course, we know our Lord doesn't want that. We have to remember the readings, you know, from Isaiah that we've been hearing this week. I gave my back to those who beat me, and my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. My face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. You know, the Lord God is my help, therefore I am not disgraced. Jesus Christ is not disgraced because he took on our sins. He's not disgraced because he took on the punishment for what we did. All the suffering that we heaped upon him are his glory, we're told. You know, if we can unite ourselves with him in his passion, you know, it will be our glory as well. That's why we fast today. That's why we do penance during Lent. And that's the amazing reality, you know, about what he did for us, that the most shameful things that we've done, in a way, become our glory. We know God doesn't want us to sin, but when we see God's mercy in all this, that he's forgiven us so much, we should be motivated to do penance and to suffer in union with our Lord, in atonement for our sins, which have crucified him. You know, we should also glorify God more profoundly than anyone in the world because of what he has done for us. That's the beauty of this day. You know, we always need to keep that balance in mind. Apply everything that Jesus did to yourself. The fact that he took on our sufferings for the forgiveness of our sins. You know, we hear that at Mass every day, that this is the cup of my blood shed for the forgiveness of sins. Therefore, you know, if you haven't been to confession lately, bring your sins to Jesus, give them to him, and let your shame be transformed into joy and peace, a peace that only the Prince of Peace can give.